Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Listen online, KFYO.com, with the Radio Pup app as well. Alan Corbin on the other side, 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. And right now we get to visit with the senior senator from the state of Texas, Senator John Cornyn. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Chad. Good to be with you.
Well, I'm glad we could have you on today. I appreciate you taking some time. Obviously, a very busy day. We actually took audio during the show live while you were speaking on the Senate floor. Listeners got to hear that you did say that you would vote yes to cloture. A lot of listeners called in, and as you know, this is a big debate that's going on right now between senators like yourself, other senators like Senator Ted Cruz, who want to vote no on cloture. Why do you want to vote yes on cloture?
Well, Chad, we all share the same goal of defeating Obamacare because it's bad for the country. And if you heard my remarks on the floor this morning of the Senate, I laid all that case out. And but the reality is that according to the Congressional Research Service, even if the government were to shut down, Obamacare would continue to be funded. And they explain why, because there are alternative sources of funding that are available to keep it going. So if the goal is to stop Obamacare, a goal we all share, even shutting down the government will not accomplish that goal. But again, as you and I have talked about before, this is not a difference in the goals. We all share the same goal. It's really just a good faith difference on the best tactic to achieve that goal.
Sure. Let me ask you this, though, because there are a lot of listeners who and a lot of Texans out there that obviously are on both sides of this. But there are a lot of Texans out there who say, you know what, we need to use every tool necessary, whether that may be shutting down the government. And I read a story earlier today where from National Review that said, you know, really it was not that bad back in the 90s when the shutdown happened. You know, in the Senate, Republicans gained 2 seats. In the House, they lost 2 seats. Yes, Bill Clinton was reelected, but he was forced to work with Republicans. Is a government shutdown really that bad? And if you look at what the House is doing, you got a New York Times article out today. The New York Times, they're reporting that the House, they may be coming up with their own plan that would actually go towards shutting down the government. I mean, what is the real problem with shutting down the government?
Well, I think first of all, it won't accomplish the goal of defunding Obamacare based on this authoritative judgment of the Congressional Research Service. So I would have to ask what the purpose of shutting down the government would be if it isn't to defund Obamacare.
But you and other senators are moving towards with voting yes to cloture, would that defund Obamacare?
Well, we would be voting for a bill that defunds Obamacare, and I understand the argument that people say later on Harry Reid can offer an amendment and get Democratic votes to strip that out, and that is true. But that's a function of the Democrats being in the majority and President Obama still being in the White House, which is a unpleasant reality. But here's what I think is a better way to do this. If we didn't close off debate, in other words, if cloture wasn't achieved, then that would essentially shut down the government. It wouldn't accomplish the objective. I think a better tactic is to force the red state Democrats who are running in states that Mitt Romney won by double digits in 2012 and put them on the record. They voted for Obamacare in the first place, and now in light of all of the unkept promises and bad experience we've seen over the last 4 years, give them a chance to vote to defund Obamacare. If they don't, then I think we're in the best position we can be in to run against them in 2014 to beat them and to regain the majority. The reason that's so important is because we need to get a majority of Republicans in the United States Senate. That is our best path forward to getting rid of Obamacare.
If you don't get rid of it this year, 2013. If you're not able to get this done, what are the chances really of repealing this thing? What are the chances? What realistically? What are the chances?
Well, I think they're actually pretty good because you have cracks in the surface of the Democratic support. You may have seen yesterday that Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he would vote to delay the individual mandate. That is, of course, the mandate on individuals to buy government-approved insurance after President Obama has given a year delay to employers for the employer mandate. I think you're beginning to see that even people like Jimmy Hoffa and the head of the AFL-CIO, these huge labor organizations that were some of Obamacare's biggest cheerleaders, they've gone to the White House and they said, look, this isn't working the way you told us. We're seeing a threat to the 40-hour work week because now people are putting people on part-time work. This is turning out to be a disaster. So I think this is all coming together in a way that I think is a combination of what we are doing in the Senate and the House to highlight this. And I have to give Ted Cruz a lot of credit for bringing national attention to this issue in a way that nobody else has before. I think you're going to see a confluence of circumstances here that's going to allow us to, at the very least, to delay Obamacare for a year, but ultimately, I think, dismantle it and replace it with something that will make a lot more sense, be much more cost-effective, and actually give people access to the doctors of their own choice.
We're visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn, who has been in the spotlight along with some other U.S. senators over this Obamacare funding debate. And this is a difference on tactics. You've been on the record saying that you support defunding Obamacare. And this is a question that I received multiple times from multiple people. When your office, and your office has been very busy hearing from the people in Texas, do the people of Texas, the phone calls that you've been receiving, which way have they been falling? Have they been falling under the yes, let's go with voting yes to cloture, stopping debate and just seeing what happens? Or have the majority of people who have been calling you, have they been asking you to do anything possible, like even shutting down the government in order to stop Obamacare?
Well, it's been certainly we've gotten a number of calls that from people saying they want us to vote against cloture and shut down the government. And what we try to do is to explain, as you've given me a chance to do this morning, that not even that will be successful in stopping Obamacare. And I would say it's kind of a mixed bag. And I think there's unfortunately a lot of confusion about things like, you know, why would 100 senators vote for cloture to get on this bill, but then not vote for cloture to actually vote for a bill that defunds Obamacare? I think just the process, and it's not surprising, gets a little confusing. What isn't confusing is that we are all universally, Republicans that is, opposed to Obamacare. We're going to look for every tool available to us that will actually accomplish the objective.
Do you think this debate has hurt Republicans?
Oh, I think it's energized a whole lot of people, and I hope that we can unite and focus our attention on the people who put Obamacare in place, and work together to try to repeal it and replace it. But no, I think this is just a normal part of the process where people are exercising their constitutional right to be heard, and hopefully that's been a good process and one that we've all learned from.
Visiting with U.S. Senator John Cornyn, well, what's the timeline going forward? What do you see happening going forward on this?
Well, today there will be a vote in the Senate, and then I expect that Harry Reid will try to strip out the defunded language. All Republicans, of course, will vote against that. And then I expect that all Republicans will end up voting against the continuing resolution. And then it will go back over to the House. The end of the fiscal year is Monday. So the House then has to decide how they're going to handle it. I mean, there could be, Chad, there could well be a government shutdown because of this ping-pong effect of sending the bills back and forth between the House and the Senate without resolution on what actually the final continuing resolution looks like. But we're continuing to work through the weekend and to try to avoid a government shutdown if we can. I don't know yet whether we'll be successful. But one thing we do know is that not even a government shutdown will defund Obamacare.
Senator Cornyn, I appreciate your time today. I know you've got a busy day and that you've got to keep moving, so I appreciate you calling in today.
Thanks, Chad.
Have a good one. That's U.S. Senator John Cornyn. We have to hit this break. When we come back, we'll take your reaction, your calls, in the very little time that we will have left.